project.
Austin mom Katie Graham sips coffee at a cafe on the city's northwest side. She's just sent her son Elliot off on a school field trip and now nervously monitors her cell phone for text alerting her that her son has suffered another seizure.
There's always a really high level of anxiety and stress, and every single moment, every single phone call, you never know if that's that one call from school or he's had a seizure. And so even at night, you know, we don't sleep very well because there's always this anxiety.
Graham's son is one of 150,000 patients who've registered with the state and had a doctor recommend the use of a type of cannabis oil that has high concentrations of cannabidiol, or CBD, and extremely low levels of THC, the psychoactive component of the marijuana plant.
The fact that it's right here and doctors will actually be prescribing it just gives us huge peace of mind. So we're really, really excited for the new offerings in Texas.
Graham says they enrolled Elliot in a CBD drug trial while awaiting the new law to come online and immediately saw improvements in how often his seizures were occurring. Texas's medical cannabis law, known as the Compassionate Use Program, works like this. Patients with epilepsy and a doctor's recommendation can register with the state, which allows them to visit one of three licensed dispensaries to purchase cannabis oil. The oil must only contain 0.5% THC or less in order for it to be legal in the state. The oil can either be inhaled through a vaporizer or taken sublingually. Jose Hidalgo is the owner of Knox Medical, the first dispensary to be licensed by the state. His company has licensed medical cannabis operations in Florida and in Puerto Rico. For its Texas operation, Knox Medical chose the city of Schulenburg with a population of just under 3,000 residents.
We require a large amount of land just for us to even consider that. And then the next consideration after that was, how can we get the closest to the largest amount of the population? So for us, Schulenburg was a good location because you're near the triangle, right? San Antonio, Houston, and Austin.
Knox Medical's marijuana grow operation and dispensary is virtually unnoticeable. It's located just off a two-lane country road, and while guarded by a chain-link fence and razor wire, it still resembles a portable building you might see at a construction site with a makeshift greenhouse, except with a lot more surveillance cameras. While many Schulenburg business owners were reluctant to share their views about the medical cannabis oil being produced and sold in their own backyard, others like Roy Schmikowski, owner of City Market, a barbecue joint / meat market right in the heart of town, welcomes the idea.
I don't believe in essence, smoking weed and driving and doing stuff like that. If it's for medicinal purposes, why suffer? Why go through life and suffer?
Schmikowski, whose wife suffers from chronic pain, says that he would be in favor of the state passing a full medical cannabis law that allows doctors to recommend its use for any condition. Stacy Hager, who manages the marketplace and garden just a few blocks away from Schmikowski, says the dispensary is also likely to boost the town's economy.
Well, and we've had some of the employees come in and eat, so the employees are helping the economy also.
Knox Medical says registered patients with the state will be able to call in and pick up the orders at their Schulenburg location, but they anticipate most of their business will occur online. Registered Texas patients using the company's website will place an order and then have it couriered to their location, which will begin happening by the end of December. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.